welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for today, Tuesday, 11th of October. I'm your podcast host, Christy Moffat, and today I'm joined by ISIS senior editor, John Dietrich. Hi, John.
How are you?
Doing well. Today, we're talking about the US phenol and acetone markets. So, John, what's been happening?
We're starting to see contract talks for on the phenol side for 2017 begin. And 2016 was a very interesting year. I mean, the end of 2015 through early 2016 was very interesting. So we had some capacity rationalization in 2015, and then we had kind of an unexpected restart. And so when I think 2016 rolled around and contracts were negotiated, adders increased a little bit over feedstock costs because there had been some capacity rationalization. And then for the first time that I can remember, there was kind of a market-wide, or at least the majority of the market accepted, an increase to their adders in the second quarter of 2016. Typically, your adder over benzene lasts for the entire year. And around AFPM, we had heard that there was a big push to go up about 1 cent per pound, and that it was accepted by a majority of the market. And so now we're seeing a lot of new kind of ideas for phenol contract structures in 2017 than I've seen before covering the industry.
So are they talking about increasing the adder further, or what are they talking about?
Well, I mean, that would be the simple thing to do, but right. Obviously the buyers are not going to go for that, mm-hmm. because they're facing some competition of their own. But there's been some talk of wanting to introduce a mechanism that would allow them to negotiate the adder every quarter, or potentially on a monthly basis. There is talk about, instead of using the full benzene movement on a month-to-month basis, using 9/10 of the benzene marker, because that's what goes into actual phenol production. If you kind of write out and do all the stoichiometry, it's somewhere between 0.9 and 0.95% of the benzene molecule gets turned into phenol, and then the rest of it would go probably onto the acetone side. So there's some talk of that. I think there's just a lot of ideas being thrown around, because what these low benzene prices have done is they've actually cost phenol producers money because of the way the stoichiometry works. They've lost a lot of margin in 2016, which is why they kind of wanted that expansion, and they were able to get it in the second quarter. They tried for another one in the third quarter, and that got pretty well pushed back.
Obviously, these talks are going on for 2017, but what's going to be happening now for the rest of 2016 with phenol?
Oh, I mean, it'll move with benzene. We'll see the same kind of cycle where in the fourth quarter, I think, especially kind of starting in November, December, construction spending kind of goes down, automotive buying and construction kind of goes down, so you see a little bit less softer demand. You also start to see people kind of draw down their inventories to avoid being taxed at the end of the year, but there won't be any kind of discussion of the adders won't move in October or November or December. You'll just kind of see phenol kind of follow benzene, and the buyers will obviously hope for lower-priced benzene. The producers are probably pulling for higher-priced benzene because it gives them a little extra margin. But we'll probably see benzene go down along with most of their commodities.
Okay, and what does all of this mean for the acetone market?
So the issues that we're having with phenol, with the kind of the thinner margins and the not exactly robust demand, means that because the two products are, you know, co-products, although we are very tight on acetone in the U.S., we can't produce more to make up for that tightness, because that would leave us with, or that would leave the producers with excess phenol that they then couldn't sell. You know, there's not really a strong export market either into South America or into Asia at the moment. In the short term, Asia might be a little tight on phenol, but the shipping issues, if we could transport it today, there'd probably be a lot of sales, but knowing that it takes 4 to 6 weeks, they're probably content to kind of ride out their tightness and continue buying local, as it were. So because there's nowhere to put this phenol, and because this phenol already is kind of dealing with some thin margins, you can't justify making the extra acetone to sell into the tight market. So acetone will likely remain tight to snug, I think, through the end of the year. And the lack of demand in November, December, when things slow down, is probably going to be the biggest thing to sort of rebalancing the market. But it will very likely take until, I would say, early next year to see acetone in a more balanced position.
And in terms of the phenol contract discussions for 2017, how are they affecting acetone, or is there any effect on acetone?
Well, when your margins move on one of the two products, it gives you either more flexibility if your margins move up, or it means that you need to make more margin on that product. I think the thought right now is it's going to be very difficult for producers to get an increase in margins on the phenol side, because we do have Altivia set to restart, or having already restarted, their second phenyl acetone line at their plant. So that's more supply in the U.S. And, you know, as a result, I think the capacity rationalization that would have pushed margins up in 2016 is not as big a factor. In fact, it looks like we might have a little bit more capacity compared to the same point a year ago. So margins would naturally maybe go down a little bit or stay steady. And what that does is that keeps pressure on acetone to have, you know, decently high margins over propylene, which was an issue when propylene spiked kind of in the third quarter this year, and acetone was a little slow to catch up.
Propylene has gone up quite a bit recently. You know, I mean, there's still talk that it may actually come back down, although no one seems to know for sure. I mean, how is that affecting these markets?
I mean, generally both chemicals, phenol and acetone, kind of they follow their feedstocks, you know, benzene for phenol, refinery-grade propylene for acetone, to a degree. So if there is some easing of price pressure from the RGP sector, and RGP pretty closely follows PGP, I mean, you will see some easing. And the fact that the market is tight might allow, you know, for an acetone seller to say, okay, yes, we saw that RGP went down 3 cents, but you've only got, you know, a couple other places you can buy this as opposed to your normal plethora of options. So we're only going to give you 2 cents of decline. I mean, I think there's still some push for acetone prices in the distribution network, truck and rail, to potentially go up a couple cents in October. It's not quite clear yet where prices are going. I think the barge market, which is the largest volume of acetone sales, if propylene goes down, they'll probably kind of follow propylene a little bit lower, but I don't know if they'll get the full amount of any propylene decline until kind of acetone is in a more balanced position, especially knowing that for the next couple of months, it's going to be difficult to bring any acetone in.
And, I mean, were there any other kind of important points you wanted to bring up about phenol, acetone, and what we can expect?
I mean, just in the short term, I mean, like I just said, it's an interesting position where it's difficult to bring acetone in at the moment. Hypothetically, it should be a little cheaper in Asia. Their propylene, I think, is a little more expensive right now, but the cumene molecule should be a little lower because their benzene is a little lower, so they should have a slight feedstock advantage. But this is sort of a bad time to be looking to bring anything in, because if you order it now, you know, it's not going to get here until mid-November, and people are going to really be drawing down their inventory. So you'd have to have it, you'd also have to buy it at something like a high 20s, low 30s number on an FOB basis, and hope that you're getting it sort of into your system in maybe at a mid 30s level, just because that's probably where pricing might go by a mid-November, December. But nobody really wants to take that risk. So even though we're short and the opportunity would be there, again, it's a matter of, you know, is the arbitrage window going to stay open in the time that it gets across the water? And the answer right now seems to be most people are betting that won't be the case. So we're in a situation where, you know, again, like even importing the acetone, it works on paper, but only if you can get it here in a day, which, you know, you can't.
Well, thank you, John. If you'd like to read more about the phenol and acetone markets, visit ICIS.com for all the latest news and coverage of the chemical industry. And don't forget to tune in for our next podcast.